Complicity and Complexity in Chappaquiddick by Stephanie Zakaric. Now that so many men are being brought to account for past misbehavior, we're all asking questions we never thought to ask before. One that comes up a lot is, what was he thinking? It's early yet, but Chappaquiddick, Director John Curran's suspenseful, disturbing account of Senator Ted Kennedy's involvement in the 1969 drowning death of 28-year-old campaign worker Mary Jo Kopechne may be the most what-was-he-thinking movie of 2018. The fact that Harvey Weinstein had a long list of enablers was bad enough, but in 1969, it wasn't an anomaly for a group of powerful men to close ranks around one of their own, making his behavior seem acceptable to the public. It was business as usual. Curran, working from a script by Taylor Allen and Andrew Logan, pieces together what may very well have happened on Chappaquiddick. Jason Clark plays the senator from Massachusetts, who, as the movie opens, is checking on the details for a Friday night party he's hosting on the Martha's Vineyard Island. His cousin and chief fixer, Joe Gargan, parenthetically Ed Helms, makes the arrangements. The guests are a group of young women who had worked on the 1968 campaign of the senator's late brother, Bobby, who had been assassinated the previous year. Ted was fond of these ambitious, politically astute women and wanted to show his appreciation. Their campaign nickname had been, quote, the Boiler Room Girls, unquote, and one of them was Kopechne, parenthetically played here by a thoughtful, precise Kate Mara. In the movie's vision, there is a mild possible flirtation between Kopechne and the married Kennedy, though there's no evidence of inappropriate behavior. Impulsively, the two leave the party to drive to the beach. Kopechne leaves her basket-shaped handbag on the table, a small, wrenching detail. Kennedy, clearly driving while drunk, veers off a bridge into a shallow pond, flipping and submerging the car. In a horrifying, split-second shard of a shot, Kopechne's hand reaches out toward Kennedy as the vehicle flies out of his control. There's terror in her eyes.